Hello everyone. It is 3:15 p.m. on the 10th of January, 2021, and you're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. I've got a very interesting interview here between Alex Jones and Michael Flynn that was done back on January the 5th. I've got tons of other information that's been piling up, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get this info to you. Of course, some of it is being censored, as you're all aware of, but don't worry, things are looking up, and some crazy stuff is going to happen this week. Stuff that, don't watch mainstream media, don't pay any attention to videos that are supposed to be directly from Trump. There's a lot of CGI crazy stuff going on. You may be getting information through the emergency broadcast system. We may be going to experience power outages. There's just a whole plethora of information I'm trying to still process and gather, but maybe this is some step to where we need to be, but we got a lot of information to come. Thanks for listening. Here we go. General Michael Flynn, who I believe will end up being Trump's vice president in Trump's next term. So I'm still holding out that Trump's going to actually get a second term. Here we go.
General Michael Flynn is here with us, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former national security advisor to President Trump, someone attacked and demonized by the globalists. You're here with us. This is unfiltered. Millions are going to watch this at this critical juncture for our republic. We really appreciate you taking time out on the eve of Trump's big speech tomorrow. Thank you so much, General, for being with us. What is your call to the American people right now?
Well, my big message is that the truth is going to come out. Donald Trump will continue to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years. There's no doubt in my mind. When I'm asked on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the scale that you put that Trump will be the next president, I say 10, without a doubt. That is the truth. Everybody in this country, everybody in the world knows that this election on the 3rd of November was a total ripoff. It was a fraudulent election. We have had foreign interference from multiple countries. I'll rattle them off here if you want to get into that. And Donald Trump was the clear winner. For the next 4 days after the 3rd of November, from about the 4th through the 7th, 8th of November, they just started stuffing the ballot boxes. And everybody knows it. And they got caught. They got caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar. So that's where we are.
Just like they got caught on Russiagate, just like
everything,
they got
everything. Russiagate.
So you got the floor, General. Lay it out for people. What really happened?
Yeah. So in terms of the election, what we know is that the election was won by Donald Trump that night, approximately 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night. 80 to 90% of the precincts in nationwide, Trump won hands down. And then all of a sudden we had this very, very uncertain, you know, everything stops. We've never had that in our country, in our presidential election. So five states shut down. Joe Biden goes to bed. I mean, he probably never came out of the basement. And so then what happened was they realized, they being the Democratic machine, they realized that the algorithms that they put into these Dominion machines and these what's called ESNS, which is electronic security systems, 95% of the electronic voting done in this country in ESNS, okay? The majority of people in this country don't even realize that. Those machines are and the companies behind them are partially owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
And you said that months ago.
Yeah.
Now it was confirmed. I saw today that Congress has proven they're connecting.
Chinese Communist Party connecting to China. The
Chinese
Party paid $200 million in 2014 to Dominion, and they paid in October, I believe it was October of 2020, another $400 million put into this company. So we have clear evidence of a foreign interference, which is all the president's executive order describes that's the executive order from 2018. He reinstituted it in 2019. He reinstituted it again in 2020. And so we are essentially in a national emergency that the president has already declared. He just has to decide whether to execute some of those procedures that are well within his authority. So we have foreign interference from China. We have foreign interference from Serbia. We have foreign interference from Italy, from Spain, from Germany. And then on the 30th of October, 2020, so a couple of days before the 3rd of November election, and then on the 3rd of November, the FBI and CISA, which is that guy Krebs, right? Krebs, who came out and said, hey, there's no foreign interference at all about a week after the election. CISA is a Homeland Security cybersecurity agency. On the 30th of October, 2020, and on the 3rd of November, both in what's called a joint intelligence advisory, the FBI and CISA issued an advisory saying that Iran is mucking around in our election system. They were doing it on the 3rd of November, which is the day of the election. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security both said there's foreign interference in our election on election day by the country of Iran. So for anybody to say that we haven't had foreign interference is full of it. There is our U.S. government agencies, whether you want to trust the FBI or not. I have my doubts about the FBI.
But I mean, regardless, General, we, as you said, we have them claiming that Russians got Trump elected with no evidence. Now we have the EU, the Communist Chinese, Iran, with these Confucius Institutes and all the, China tells Hollywood what they can put in movies now.
Yeah.
And they're all.
China actually owns Hollywood. They own Hollywood.
Speak to that, please.
The level of influence inside and the ownership, just the flat out ownership. If people knew what the Chinese party, basically the Chinese government, was doing inside of this country for, frankly, the last 30 years, It's astounding inside of our academic institutions. It's in our banking systems, in our tech systems, and in our Hollywood, within Hollywood or in our movie making capabilities. So when you begin to look at I would call it the real estate. So if you look at what real estate is being purchased by China, it exists in all walks of America's life, and I think the Hollywood component of it is a big deal. All you got to do is look at some of these big companies that are living in Fulton County, Atlanta. Okay, so why is Fulton County, Atlanta such a big deal right now? Why is there so much scrutiny being paid on Fulton County, Atlanta, which is one of the largest voting counties in the country? In fact, Fulton County, Maricopa County, and Wayne County up in Michigan, Maricopa County in Arizona, those are the top voting counties in the country. This election, and what we know the Chinese party has done, not since Donald Trump came into office, but probably for the last 30 years, certainly since the mid-90s, since the Clinton era of the mid-90s, and what they have been doing. When you think about it, and I'll just talk about our academic institutions. When you think about our colleges and universities, graduate and undergraduate, they've been sending upwards of about 300,000 students a year into our institutions. Those are just students. They come here for 1 year, they go back home. They come here for another year, they go back home, they graduate, and they graduate in the science, technology, engineering, and math arenas. They're not keeping that intellect here. They're taking it right back home, and they've been doing it for decades.
So they stole our brain trust. The system moved heaven and earth to falsely indict you, to keep you from giving Trump good, patriotic, yeah, pro-American advice, yeah, because you were somebody that believed in America and you were not a traitor. So now they've tried to silence you. They failed. You've come through the fire as a phoenix. What is your advice right now to President Trump and the American people, regardless of what happens in the next 15 days?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to silence you for a reason, because they knew you were a real person who cared about America, yeah, and cared about truth. So, General Flynn, they want to silence you. Have your voice here.
Pieces of the conversation that I had with Donald Trump the day that he called me up about the pardon. He says, you're the cleanest guy in America. He says, you're probably the cleanest guy in the world. And I said, no, Donald, you're the cleanest guy in the world, because they have dug into your rear end so far and they found nothing. And I said, I know what they would have found in my life, and it's nothing. You know, it's maybe some ugly fight that I get in when I was a kid in high school with a guy like you sometimes. You know, I don't know if I'd take you on.
You probably made me
up. I'm being a little facetious about that, but that was part of it, was that they dug into my life so far back, and I'm talking about back years.
Oh, I know. I've gone through it too.
This isn't just started in 2017 or when the president won the last election.
They go interview everybody you knew in high school.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they looked into every single part of my life. They were listening to all my communications or watching all my texts, looking at all my bank accounts, everything. They found nothing. What they knew is that I knew what they knew. Okay. And I think that's a powerful statement, actually.
Say that again. Exactly. Yeah. Say that again. What they knew.
Yeah, what they knew is what I know what they know. Okay? I mean, essentially, how this system operates. When Chuck Schumer said that the intel about Donald Trump, and he said that they have six ways to Sunday, right? The intelligence community have six ways to Sunday to basically screw you, then that ought to send a message. That ought to send a chill down everybody's spine, right, in this country. That should never be the case, yet that is in fact the case. And it's still the case in some degrees.
I have another interview. This one is by Robert David Steele, and it's pretty short. So we might just listen to the whole thing here. He's interviewing Charlie Ward. I thought I had another interview with him. So we'll see this. We'll listen to this one. We got lots of interviews to catch up on. And this will probably take a second.
Charlie,
here we go.
People really like it when you and I and Simon Parks and Mano Savin can say stuff in 5 minutes. So it looks like the military is in motion. What's the Charlie Ward 5 minute summary for how the day is going to go?
I think it's an amazing time right now. And the one thing that's become very, very clear, you hear the sort of comments being made that are coming out of either from Donald Trump or from Sidney Powell or from General Flynn or from Lynn Wood about not being at the inauguration. And then suddenly you start looking at the reasons why that could be. And then you understand that the corporation of the United States of America was taken down, which would make it illegal to have an inauguration, because you can't have a president of a corporation that's been taken down. We're transitioning from an old system to a new system. So here's a Charlie thought for everybody. We've all learned that this is a five-dimensional game of chess. The first piece you try and take out is the queen. Well, that was taken out a couple of years ago. Question is the inauguration going to be for a president? I don't think so. Maybe it could be an inauguration for a king. I don't know. Let's see.
Where are you? Well, let me make a couple points. One is I've seen Jerome Corsi say that an inauguration might be pushed out to 4 March.
Yeah.
And my French shadow foreign minister has also said it could be the 19th or the 21st. And the 21st is a very significant day for Western civilization.
It is.
My guess is that Donald Trump said that knowing that inauguration will not take place on the 20th, and that's the end of it. He also has not conceded. Now, I've got 3 sources that have told me that the military was mobilized yesterday, mm-hmm. and that arrests will begin taking place this week. Mm-hmm. I also believe, I'm stunned by the number of people that really don't understand that election fraud occurred. And you and I and Simon Parks have promulgated this excellent 15-page summary, which shows 4 million ballots fraudulently manipulated and a margin of victory of less than 300,000. So it's a 1 to 15 ratio. Now, my understanding or my belief is that the president is going to declassify all of the evidence having to do with election fraud, including Nancy Pelosi's phone calls and emails. And at that point, I believe the public is going to do a 180 turn. Not even the 70%, the 30%, the unbelievers. Now, big tech has imploded, Charlie. My sense is big tech is this far away from an Insurrection Act series of arrests. What are your thoughts?
I think that's very obvious right now. There's a lot going on that, from what I understand from my intel, the fact that the big companies out there, especially to do with social media, have decided to block Donald Trump. I saw one of the funniest things yesterday. You know, You're too dangerous to be on Twitter, but you're not too dangerous to have the codes for the nuclear.
And Nancy Pelosi is like, she's got menopausal dementia here.
Yes.
I come back to Matt Tavia. This is a WrestleMania script. Charlie, let me make two final points, and then I'll leave it to you to close this out. The first is I rushed PETO book number 4 on North America into publication. It immediately went to an international bestseller. It is number 428 out of 6 million books today. It's number 1 in its class across child advocacy and human rights. And it is number 6 or 8 against Barack Obama's number 1. It's number 6 or 8 in all political social commentary books on the planet. That's Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State. And Justice Roberts and Mike Pence are in that book. Now, I think that will help the president, because when the time comes for him to talk to the public about satanic pedophilia, we have pedoempire.org free to the public. The second point I want to make, Cynthia McKinney has come out publicly in support of President Trump. She has not wavered in her support for her. She is on record as saying that he won big, he won black, and he won Georgia. Yesterday, I had a conversation with her. She's heard that the president is planning an election fraud commission, and she immediately volunteered to serve the president as chairman or co-chair. Now, remember, this was a six-term Democratic congresswoman until she left the Democratic Party, then the Green candidate vice president. Now, between McKinney election reform, PETO empire, and my $100 trillion memo at tinyurl.com/POTUS-6, I think I've given the public and the president some aces to consider while this all plays out. Now, Charlie, I acknowledge you as the master, so please close us out with Charlie's words of wisdom going into the weekend.
Charlie's words of wisdom going into this weekend is, within the next 3 to 4 to 5 days, everything will start to become very, very clear. Sit back, enjoy, relax, and don't be scared.
And don't be violent.
You don't need to be violent. Just keep an open mind. You're going to learn things that you could not believe. Just as one little quick thing, Jack Kidd, who's one of my soulmate friends, was splashed all over the mainstream media in the UK today, in the Daily Mail, exposing the fact that the world is run by paedophiles, and they were calling him a conspiracy theorist. Let's wait and see in a week's time if he is a conspiracy theorist or he's a genuine truth seeker.
You know, Charlie, I never in a million years imagined that I would sponsor a West Point author, Joaquin Hagopian, writing a 2,500-page book that is free online. This is Robert David Steele. I ran a false flag for CIA. I was chief counsel for Pedophilia Commission. This is very, very real. And the president is going to triumph against satanic pedophilia, which is the glue that holds the deep state together. Charlie, I look forward to your next show. I will certainly highlight it. You and Simon Parks have been a blessing to all of us.
Okay, I have one more interview. This is Charlie Ward, Simon Parks, talking to Robert David Steele.
All right, we're recording. Everybody has permission to record. Everyone can use this video as they wish in its raw form or augmented. I have brought together two of the greatest minds that I know. Sasha Stone is another one. And I follow Ben Fulford, but you two, I think, are particularly relevant to understanding three questions I'm going to ask each of you in a rapid-fire round. The three questions are, what happened yesterday? What's going to happen between now and the 28th? You get 3 minutes each for each of those. And then I'm going to ask you a third question, one-word answer, who will be inaugurated on the 29th? Charlie Ward, you go first. What happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday was one of the most beautifully planned traps you could ever imagine. It was set on purpose for a number of reasons. They needed certain parts of the puzzle because there was a change in the dynamic. They knew that the corruption had been funded by Soros, Gates, Obama, by a number of people that were corrupt. They knew the Clinton Foundation. They knew where it was, but they actually wanted to find out exactly where it came from. And it turns out it had come from none other than the Vatican. So they set the trap for this beautifully, but they wanted to find the trail of it. And I'm sort of half stealing Simon's thunder because he confirmed what I was going to say anyway. And what I'll do is I'll let Simon go on to that part because he knows the full detail. But the trap was set, they fell into it. The other trap that was set yesterday, which was an absolute peach, was when they stormed Capitol Hill. When they went in there, of course, all of Trump's supporters were peaceful. And they were pushing, but there was a group of Antifa people that came in there, but also there was a group of very active Trump supporters that, whilst in the building, managed to seize a number of laptops from within the building, which have a boatload of evidence. Nancy Pelosi was in such a hurry, she left hers behind. There's a very grateful Donald Trump right now, along with his team, that have got about a dozen laptops that were just left on the desk.
That's amazing. Let's stop there. I will interject one thing. I heard from a source that the George Soros raid on the Bank of England was a contrived black operation intended to fully fund Soros as an agent of the crown in the color revolutions and cultural Marxism. So not only do I consider George Soros a traitor to the United States of America, but I consider the United Kingdom to be directly behind all of this at the highest levels. And Simon and I have agreed that 90% of everybody in MI6, and I love them to death, is a good person trapped in a bad system. All right, Simon, 3 minutes to you. What happened yesterday? And if you can condense your 27-minute thing in 3 minutes, that's great, because I have honored it by making it the top item in today's post.
Right, fine. 3 minutes. The important point I remember was that the same team that erected in California over a major road in California a massive signpost saying Trump, the same team that constructed a wooden cross and carried that across. So there were special operations teams, as Charlie says, that were put in there, not to cause violence, but to seek to gain information, because these laptops that the Dems have are given to them, and they are all the same. They're all the same with their own code number in them. That was what that was. And in fact, even on Nancy Pelosi's office door, there was writing scrawled on there. So there was a lot of distraction there. I'm not 100% sure myself that those people who were killed were killed, and whether it was a black hat operation or a white operation. There's a lot going on. The whole problem on Christmas Day was the understanding that the Italian government, using a number of satellites named after Leonardo da Vinci, but were leased or are leased to the Vatican. So in other words, they come under the umbrella of Italy, but they're really run by the Vatican. This was the method by which encrypted information in real time was moving stuff across the globe. That's how they did it. And the difficulty is that Italy is a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, for people who are not understanding it, it's almost impossible to conceive of an ally doing this. So it changed the game completely. If it was Russia or China, it doesn't matter. But this is a government that the Italian government could fall. This could bring them down. It's also to do with the banking and that. So everything Charlie said, I totally agree with. And the operation last night also, actually, I would just add, Charlie, every legal option had to be tried. Yep. Every legal thing, so that nobody could turn around and say to Trump, well, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And what I know that Trump then went to Texas, to one of the command posts, and I can tell you that, what time is it now? 5 o'clock our time. For the last 5 or 6 hours, there has been an incommunicado meeting in that base to decide what's going to happen.
Well, that leads to the next question, but let me also interject. Charlie's won his bet. At 1 o'clock, I'm interviewing Cynthia McKinney to discuss this having been a NATO Gladio covert operation, fully funded by the United Kingdom, and with the complicity of Germany and France. This is a huge, huge thing. And the military-industrial complex is the one using NATO as a front to take down the president. At least that's what I think Cynthia is going to say. All right, here's my second question. This time we'll reverse it, and we'll ask Simon to answer first in 3 minutes. What's going to happen between now and the 20th of January?
If the people, the same people that convinced Trump to stand as president, if they are as good as their word and they don't betray him, then there will be an executive order, there will be martial law, there will be arrests, and President Trump will be reset for another 4 years. I did that within 3 minutes.
Yes, you did. And I tell people, let me say to everybody, I worship these two guys in a manly way. And you absolutely should be following them, and you should also be embedding their BitChutes, not their YouTubes, because the YouTubes are going to go great one day. The BitChute, where the CEO is my personal friend, we may build Web 3.0 around BitChute. If people are looking for a place to invest money, that's the place to go. So, Charlie, then last word to you. Simon has revealed his answer to my third question. So the last 3 minutes to you, and then we'll close.
Well, very, very simply, Donald Trump has four aces in his pack, and he still has most of his pitch cards that he hasn't played. He hasn't needed to. And when I talk about the four aces in his pack, he's got the Insurrection Act, if he needs it. He's got the military. He's also got what people have overlooked, is the fact that the war was started, which is a biological warfare. That's a crime against humanity. So he has got many, many things that routes that he could go. That's why he's taking time out today with his team to work out which is the best way. And he'll be sat with his team. He's probably got four or five or six options of ace cards on his in his hand, and he doesn't know quite which one to play, and he's torturing them. The one thing that will become public knowledge that has not yet become public knowledge is the amount of blackmail involved with the politicians who've been blackmailed with paedophilia and crimes against humanity. That's something that will come out in the next 20 days, within the next 20 days, because there are people there that probably want to do the right thing but haven't got the bottle to, or the bollocks to, for the want of a better word.
Let me just point out to you guys that we just published book number 4 in the Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State series. It's all free online at pedoempire.org with a tag cloud that names names. And volume 4, which was published today by design, is about North America.
Yep.
I never planned it this way, but this is one of the president's aces. We're going to make a movie. Let me end by just saying God bless both of you. I think the world is a better place for having you both in it, and I'm honored to know you.
At least there's two good people in England.
Thank you. The problem is more in MI6 than MI5.
Correct. Robert.
That's my view. Listen, it's been fantastic to speak to both of you. It's great.
Good. And tell your buddies in MI5, I don't want them framing any more citizens for murder, okay? Chris Fogarty and what they did to him has pissed me off. I don't want to see that again. But I do love the English. I go back to the 17th century in England. I want both my countries back. All right, out here.
Okay.
Okay, folks, this has been Ohio Exopolitics. I'm going to try to get some more of these interviews together and bring you a collage of information. This is BitChute, Robert Steele's website. And hopefully, if everything goes well, we'll have some more for you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.